Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 104.3 FM, WQAM. What'd you say, Vlad? You looked up the Finnish president during the break?
Dude, if you take a look at him, he looks like he could be Paul Maurice's son.
All right, I got to take a gander at this.
Hey, so I'm not proud of what just happened.
Uh-oh. Tell me, dude.
Mima made me a sandwich. I ate it before the show, and I go back in to put the stuff in the kitchen. I see a plate, right?
Yep.
And you ever do a drive-by, and you see something on a plate, and you just eat it?
Of course.
Yeah. So I ate it. I'm not sure what it was.
It wasn't a doggy biscuit, maybe this.
No,
time?
It wasn't a doggy biscuit.
God, I hope not.
But Mima has been known the old like liver, so she might have cooked some. Yeah,
no.
Oh, it's
dude.
Not. It's it was, not sitting well in your stomach right now, is it?
No, it's good. My stomach is okay. Dude. My stomach is good.
Iron.
I here can is rocks.
Here is the Finnish president, Alexander Stubb.
Ooh,
Paul Maurice's son.
Little bit, or like his quirky brother.
Yeah.
Saul.
He looks like he could pull that skin off and there's an alien underneath.
Oh, jeez.
Like too much sauna. Oh, my God. Let's get to our headlines, which are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. As tonight, we got Thursday Night Football, the Miami Dolphins, Week 3 matchup against the Buffalo Bills. Game Day Uncensored comes your way at 4 o'clock. The Bills won't have Ed Oliver or Matt Milano. It would be nice if the Dolphins, I think their other tight end or their other linebacker is also banged up. It would be nice if the Dolphins had a tight end to throw to, but you know.
Oh, yeah. Darren Waller's out again, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, is he out? Did he ever join? Like, I don't even understand. Like, what do we consider this?
So let me ask you this. What's the better bet? Darren Waller's Leafs is out of the Miami Dolphins or coach is out of the Miami Dolphins? Which happens first?
Darren Waller.
I think Darren Waller. I think the time on Darren Waller is going to be done in about 48 hours, right? Like, if you're not here.
If they didn't do it this week, they'll wait.
Still? What are we waiting for?
Why? Exactly. Why are they waiting until after this?
I don't know. But, you know, it's one of those things. Julian Hill, you know, say, dude. I mean, he did catch that conversion this year, so maybe you're turning a new leaf. Although, Tua didn't throw you the ball when you were wide-ass open.
Are we going to later on look at the Hard Rock Bet app and see what props we're going to take?
Of course.
I
got to get prepared for Game Day Uncensored's porpoise props.
Vlad, this guy's a prop-aholic.
I love props. Love them. The Marlins, they defeat the Rockies yesterday, 8-4. Fish go for the sweep this afternoon. Pretty daunting when I looked at the Colorado Rockies record. Do you want to know what it is, Leroy?
They probably only won like 35 games.
You're very close. Very close. They are 41-111.
Wow, we're that close to the end of the season?
Yeah, dude, 10 games left.
Next week, bro. Next Friday, okay. Next Sunday, not this Sunday, the following Sunday.
Yeah, we got guys clinching already. We got the Phillies clinched the East. The Brewers are going.
Cubs clinch a wild card spot.
Yep. It's we're almost there, dude. I think the Astros took first place last night. In the West.
Yeah, they did. Them and the Mariners are battling.
Yeah. Cal Raleigh. He's got, I think, 55 home runs now. Big 56. Dumper.
56.
He went deep again last night?
Two nights ago. He hit two home runs. Yeah, he has 56. What are you doing? Don't hit the mic. What are you doing? Now you just messed up your mic.
What are you doing?
Jesus Christ.
Laptop is done.
So that doesn't mean necessarily everything is correct.
Well, we got to make sure it works, you know.
He said the battery charges. That don't mean about nothing else.
What about the fan?
That's what I got to ask him.
Yeah.
Maybe that has something to do with the battery, too.
The Pinks, according to ESPN, Lionel Messi is nearing a multi-year extension to stay with Inter Miami.
Really?
Yeah, well, I mean, dude, they're not going to open that new stadium without him. Come on.
They need him.
Yeah. Need him.
World Cup is next year.
Yeah, they need him, dude.
Is he, like, not for nothing, but he's must-see TV, right?
Yeah.
Even with how they play hockey.
You mean soccer?
I mean soccer. Sorry.
He's a GOAT. You got to watch.
I mean, because, you know, sometimes, like, there's a lot of lulls.
He's a
where,
GOAT.
You know, they ain't running constantly, but he's must-see.
Yeah. Is he playing in the World Cup next year, Vlad?
Yeah.
Like, I thought he retired.
No.
He retired.
No, he's playing.
He said he only
it's not a promise. He can go back and play if he wants to.
Like,
it's not like they're going to say no.
Why is he still on the national
team?
Because
he played in all the qualifying, but it was.
He's on the national.
That's what I thought I heard.
He's on the national roster. He's still there.
Yeah, but he has to be there for the qualifying. He did all the qualifying.
Well, I mean, first of all, they are the. I do believe
the reigning champs.
They are the reigning champs, so you kind of
and it is
automatically get in.
Do you?
Unless they change the rule, but you automatically get in if you're the defending champs.
We're in, right? We get a bid because it's
there. Yeah. The home team gets a bid.
Oh, thank God.
So Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. So you're in.
And they're making it like 48 countries now. It's like everybody's. It's like it's about to be the NCAA tournament pretty soon.
You know what? We got to give Barbados the business.
How you know they're going to be in our group?
No idea. Just threw out a team.
You know they have, what do they call it, the group of death?
Didn't we? I mean, we lost to Trinidad and Tobago, dude. Like, who knows?
That's their sport.
We can lose to anybody.
That and cricket.
Oh, yeah. You ever see those cricket players going up 95?
Stunning Steve said he's retiring after the tournament.
Oh, okay. All right. So that's.
Jukebox said, I guess the previous champs don't get automatically qualified. They used to, though. I know that for a fact. They used to, but maybe they're just allowing everybody in. But everybody's qualifying. I do know that Messi pretty much said, from what I know, that he's going to be part of the 26th World Cup since his country is the defending champ, and he's here. And and the stadium's opening next year as well. So the new Inter Miami Stadium.
Should be fun. Well, Lionel Messi's not going anywhere. That is that according to reports. So good news there. And then yesterday, we talked about this story a little bit, Leroy, that Jake Paul versus Gervonta Davis was leaving Atlanta because apparently their, you know, commission got their...
their commission's not going to allow their weight class to fight each other.
But you want to know what commission will?
Vegas.
Miami.
Florida. Because we're having this at the Kaseya Center now.
Really?
Yep. Next week, Jake Paul and Gervonta Davis are going to have their press conference to announce November 14th. They will be fighting at the Kaseya Center. That is where it's going to take place.
If it's local.
Place that it could happen, you know Florida will allow it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You allow everything.
Hey, baby. We're just having fun. I mean, they did do Jake Paul. They did do Logan Paul versus Floyd Mayweather. They literally did this already.
I was there.
Yep. Yep.
COVID. So,
was that your stole your hat champ?
That is exactly. I mean,
and that's why Floyd won't talk to you again?
I don't know that he won't talk to me. I just know that the next time he didn't talk to me.
Oh, he remembered.
He remembered for sure. He remembered. But it wasn't like, I think he thought I was a Jake Paul patsy, Vlad. I think he thought that I was setting him up because I had asked just a stupid question where I was just like, hey, Floyd, will you fight them both the same night? And he's just like, absolutely. And Jake Paul rolls up and goes, oh, you'll fight us both on the same night? Got your hat. And I was like, oh, he probably thought that I set him up with that question. But I didn't set him up with that question. Jake Paul was going to do that regardless.
Can I just say, you are always the guy that says, that was not my intent.
It really wasn't.
You're always that guy. That's not what I meant.
Right. That's not what I meant. I didn't mean that. When I asked Pat Riley that question, I didn't mean for him to go down that road with Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy.
When I asked Jimmy that question, I didn't mean for it to go that route either. And I didn't mean it for Floyd Mayweather. I was asking him just a fun question. I didn't mean it for him to get his hat stolen.
Hey, question on Jimmy.
Yep.
Can Jimmy go to the Golden State Warriors and say what we doing? Or only Steph could do that?
I saw that on, apparently, according to one of the players or one of the podcasters or reporters around it, that Jimmy had checked in on the situation with Jonathan Kuminga. And then he goes, so what are we doing this offseason? I mean, you can ask. I mean, why is he going to be as upset? I don't think so. I think Jimmy's just happy he got his money. I got his joy back. But
yeah, but a person that's happy that he got his money don't go around asking questions like that.
Well, I don't know.
I would think that's a good thing. That means he still cares about winning.
We talking about Jimmy.
Jimmy cares about winning.
I know he does. Yeah.
You know, so but unless he feels disrespected.
Hey, I would just say this. It seems like Jimmy need to play more than 60 games and not worry about what other people are doing.
Right.
And you see what I'm saying? Like, I mean, based on that what he's done.
Yep.
I'm talking about those 5-point games when Steph was out, right?
Yeah.
Is that the guy that should be going to management talking about what we doing?
Yes. Because I need to know, wait a minute, what are we doing? Because if I want to take one of those,
but
let me finish.
They ain't getting what they thought they was going to get out of you.
If I want to have one of those 5-6 point nights, I need a Jonathan Kuminga to get the other points that we'll be missing if Steph doesn't play. I need a partner for that. Right. But if Steph is not there, I need somebody to step up.
I could see that team wanting to know what's going on with Jonathan Kuminga because Kuminga's the only young guy who can put up points on that team.
And you never wanted to trade him when you could have for other pieces. So you got to keep that man because he's basically the only – Kuminga's been the piece that they never wanted to give up to get other players.
Anybody.
Like, right. Yeah, because they didn't want to get so old.
But we got a Jovic-Spo situation because Kerr don't trust him. Like, Kerr never wants to play him.
Right.
And even more so as the seasons kind of have gone by, like he did play. And then like last year, they threw him back to the bench until he got hurt again, until Steph got hurt. So I don't know. I was taken aback by that. I didn't really buy it because I feel like, yes, that's kind of Steph's deal. Like I feel like Steph's the guy who talks to the front office. But maybe Steph's too nice a guy. Maybe Jimmy's being the bad guy for Steph.
I think Steph is having conversations. I just think that the way he goes about it is not public.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Before Jimmy even is allowed to talk, there's one person who's going to talk for the Warriors. Draymond.
Right. Well, I think here's the thing, though. Before Draymond
knocks somebody out.
Yeah, this is the thing with Draymond, though. Like, they're just like, don't you think it's gotten to the point with them, Vlad? Like, when Draymond has a complaint, they're just like, whatever. I
mean, yeah, Draymond, they still have kept him. So, pretty much, he's been the heartbeat of the roster. So, like you said, like Leroy said, maybe Steph isn't going to be very voiceful, you know, or very forceful with his questions or his wanting to find out what's going on or his demand.
It doesn't sound like he's that type of guy. Yeah,
Draymond doesn't sound like. So that's what I'm saying. I think Steph might tell Draymond, and he'll go to management. I'm just saying,
is there a level of player that could do that? So Jimmy could have did that here.
Yes.
But once he goes to Golden State, when they were relying on you, to do playoff Jimmy,
right?
And you went triple single. Right. Then after that, after you didn't do what they thought you were going to do, Then you asking questions about what we doing?
That's apparently what the word is. I did see that Jimmy's guy on Twitter denied it. He said that's a fake news story. But what I would say,
it just seemed odd to me. That don't sound like can't ever recall Jimmy saying something like that to the Heat.
He definitely had those conversations with the Heat. Like, hey, what are we doing? Like, that's definitely been part of it. But I think with him, if it was true, and you guys mentioned the Draymond thing, here's the thing with Draymond. Is Draymond going to go out of line with, like, let's say Steph Curry doesn't like being the guy who trades his teammates, which it doesn't seem like he is.
Right.
You know, maybe he doesn't feel like he can make a move if Steph doesn't make a move, because that's just the respect. Even if Draymond will talk about anybody, he won't say anything about Steph because he knows the deal.
Right.
You know, but Jimmy's a wild card now. And so they could just say, hey, Jimmy, do the thing. Jimmy, do the thing. He goes, what thing? You know, the thing when you make a stink, dude. Like, come on. You know the thing. You know what you do, dude. He goes, I just did that once. Like, I did. He goes, what about the Minnesota? Okay, I only did that twice.
What about Philadelphia?
All right, dude. Fine, I'll go talk to him. We'll take a break. Get back into the Dolphins as the Miami Dolphins are getting set to take on the Buffalo Bills. Please don't embarrass us. Back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 104.3 FM, WQAM. We got Thursday Night Football coming up tonight. Game Day Uncensored comes your way at 4. Myself and Alejandro Solana will get you going. Omar Kelly will stop by the program. Going to talk to you in a few minutes. Thad Jean's going to stop by. He just won the welterweight championship for the PFL. First Haitian champion.
Sac passe, baby. Let's go.
He is going to be in Little Haiti tomorrow for an appearance, Vlad. So he's getting the hero's welcome.
I might go out there and show him some love.
There you go. We'll talk to him. He's going to stop by and we will get his thoughts. I mean, that championship fight that he had, a face kick.
Oh, it was a face kick? Now, if he was Haitian, he should hit him with an elbow. That would be great.
Finished it up with it. Finished it up with a zo?
All right.
That's good. He's got the bows. He was
an
underdog. Nobody saw this guy coming, that he was going to win this tournament. 26 years old from Fort Lauderdale. His parents are both from Haiti, but that was
that's what's up,
man. Very impressive, very impressive. So he's going to stop by, and we'll talk to him a little bit. Leroy will pop back. We've been dealing with some technical stuff with him, but he's going to get his computer. So I said, just go, dude, because he said it's like my iPad's dying. I can't charge it.
He can't charge his iPad?
He's out of ports. He has no holes for the for this. So we don't have Fonz anymore. And so this is gonna make the home shows a little more challenging.
He's gonna have to bring, guess what? You're gonna have to bring your ass over here, man.
I think so. Yeah. That's it. I think that's how it's gonna roll.
It's either gonna be frustration with the computer or frustration with traffic. You just gotta deal with one of the frustrations.
Dude, one or the other. That's how it's gonna go. We'll get to a little 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored here, which is brought to you by the Lexus TX. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. And tonight, the Dolphins get back at it against the Buffalo Bills. I think I'm predicting the worst, so I feel like I'm just setting myself up to be pleased that they can do that. Like, there's no doubt this could end in disaster tonight. There's no doubt. I mean, we just saw what Daniel Jones did. But I got to imagine that was the worst the Dolphins could possibly play.
Okay.
And I feel like they could do a lot better, Vlad. They could show pride tonight, but I'm also, I wouldn't be, if they go out and they get skunked, I wouldn't be surprised.
All right, I'm going to shoot the Dolphins some beer. Daniel Jones did that against one of the best, all right, what he did to the Dolphins was nasty, but he also did that to Denver, which is supposed to have one of the top five, top three defenses in the league. So they were putting up numbers on a great defense. So may not just be that, oh, it was Daniel Jones. Maybe they have something going on in Indy that, you know, nobody was prepared for. Shane Steichen.
Maybe Shane Steichen's got some secret sauce. And they got, you know, what's Ms. Irsay now on the
side.
Oh,
I love Ms. Irsay. I love that. I love
her. Me too.
I love the – you know what? If I'm going to fire you, at least let me know why I'm firing you. At least I'm gonna have a good reason to explain to you why I'm firing you and just instead of just saying I'm firing you. So I love it. People are going to rip her, let her rip her. She's 2-0 right now, so it's all going well for the Colts. But – tonight. Are people going to bars and watching the game with the intent of knowing that they're going to lose and won't be upset if they lose? Or will you get upset if the game is close and they have a chance to win and then something happens, a mistake, a false start, a tipped interception, something to that effect, and then all of a sudden they're, you know, you knew they were going to lose, but they actually played so well. And it was a couple of things that probably went against them that gave them the loss. So I'm like, obviously you want to win, but nobody has that thought right now. Nobody believes they're going to win. Will you be more disheartened if they were actually in the game and then they lost? Even though, you know, in their theory, in your mind, you know, they're gonna, you had them losing.
I guess it'll depend on how, if it's done, if they lose in a heartbreaking fashion because of, like, last week, it was because of lack of discipline at the end, then I still think people will be pissed about that. If they really did show, like, a back and forth and Josh Allen just Josh Allen them, I feel like you're not exactly in a place to take moral victories, but that's as good as you could get. So, yes, I think that there can be a situation where people could walk away and be like, all right, that wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. And then, you know, you're hopeful that somehow you can get off, you know, the mat in a bunch of days against the Jets. And we'll see if it's Tyrod Taylor or if Justin Fields is still in concussion protocol. But if they don't, if it's a lack of discipline, embarrassing ending, or it's an ass kicking. Yeah, I kind of feel like this definitely could be the end of the road for Mike McDaniel. I just think that they'll have the time. It seems like it's. Even though the defense hasn't been good, it feels natural that they're just going to give Anthony Weaver the chance. Can't imagine it's going to be somebody else. And then we'll see what it is for the rest of it. Like, I'm curious to meet, what does this mean for Tua's future? Because Tua and McDaniel are so attached to the hip. And it was noticeable at the end of the game, the frustration on both parties' part about the communication and I called the right play and, you know, we got to have a talk and all that. I was like, oh, boy. And I know that people.
You peeped that very early. You peeped that. You're like, ooh, there might be a fall. Like, there might be a split in their relationship because that's the first time you ever really heard Tua really call out the coaching staff or anything like that.
Yep.
And Mike wasn't really his Mike McDaniel ways where, you know, he's like, he always covers up for Tua or something like that.
Right.
He didn't do that. Like, yeah, you might. When you know, you said that, I'm like, there might be a little fracture in the relationship.
It was hard not to notice. And it's not like. It's not like coaches and players will never disagree, but it's just, it's noticeable for them just because of how in lock they are all the time. So the fact that we're sitting in this spot and the world is all like looking for this stuff to, you know, to be in a spot where all of a sudden, hey, is there going to be accountability here? And there's not. You know, that's always when these things get tough. It's always when these things get tough is when the sky is falling down and people are looking for somebody to be held accountable. And, you know, Tua has kind of got to show, like, all right, like, is he going to be in solidarity with his coach or is he also frustrated? Like, maybe there is a thing of, like, you know, Mike losing his mojo a little bit. I don't know. I do think that, like, look, whatever creative plays Mike McDaniel has in the bag right now, man, he's got to unleash whatever he can. And that's the case. Like, you can't leave this up to chance. Like, whatever you got to catch these guys off guard for once, you know, and that's the thing. It's not just that this team is the creme de la creme in your division. It's not just that they look like juggernauts to start the year. It's also that this guy has killed you. This quarterback and this team has killed you every which way. Not only that, Tua's gotten hurt a lot against them.
On Thursday nights.
Thursday nights, broken ribs.
Concussions.
Concussions. Even at the back injury where that may have led to the other concussion, the one game they won. He gets banged up against this team.
However, though, Milano's not playing. He's usually the one that delivers the injuries to Tua. And Ed Oliver.
Epinesa did it one time.
Here's the fear for me tonight, Tobin. They're getting blown out. And then Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit got to do the blowout material. And then that's when the cameraman focuses on the sideline and then focuses on the coach.
Get Herbstreit's dog on the broadcast.
Yeah, and then they start focusing on Mike McDaniel. And Al Michaels like, they're 0-3. What's going to happen? Then they start talking. When they start talking about your job, your employment, you're on the foreman grill, and it's like late in the third quarter, and they got a whole quarter of this to talk about, that's when you know that there might be a firing going on. Because, look, Stephen Ross is going to be watching this game in his suite somewhere. He's probably going to be hearing Al Michaels and Kirk talk about this, like, oh, there's a lot of great players here. What are you going to do? That starts getting into the owner's head, and then you got to get ready for that flight. Yep. Yeah, I could see. Something might happen if it's a blowy tonight.
Could be tough, man. Let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location at Toyota of Hollywood between 441 and Sheridan at ToyotaofHollywood.com. Thad Jean joining us there, PFL welterweight champion. He's going to get celebrated coming out Little Haiti tomorrow. The first Haitian champion for a major MMA promotion. Thad, appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much. How are you?
How are you guys? I'm good. Thank you for having me on, and I appreciate that. Tomorrow is going to be definitely a great time. I'm excited for that event in Little Haiti.
Can you tell us a little bit, how did that come to be? Like, when did you get the word that was going down?
I actually was supposed to be a part of it they had an event last week for that Charlotte, the Charlotte event that they had for the PFL. So they had one that weekend, but I was going to Charlotte to support my boy Kinley, who's also another Haitian representative who fights in the who was fighting in the PFL. So I couldn't make that one. So now I'm making this one. That's going to be happening tomorrow.
That's awesome, man. So tell me a little about this tournament. Like, you were thought of as a bit of an underdog coming into this thing. You stormed through this. I'm sure you didn't surprise yourself, but was there ever a point where you're like, man, I even exceeded my own expectations?
No. I put myself pretty high. There's two reasons why I do that. It keeps me humble when I get to the point where I get to, but at the same time, it's just not surprising to me because I put in the work and I know where I'm going to be. And I know what I say is going to happen because, one, I put Christ first and I follow the steps and the guided path that he puts down for me. So, no, it was nice, though. It felt good. It feels really good to go from underdog to winning the entire thing, though. That it definitely felt good there, but it wasn't a surprise for me. It was more like I told you so.
Yeah, I imagine. What does it feel any different now that it's done? Do you feel even better about yourself as an athlete to have this? Did it feel different the next time you went training at the gym? Did you feel like you had even more stuff to work on because now the expectations are even higher of yourself?
No, I would say it's always the same because I take every win as my most important win. And that's why I think this is why I am undefeated to this day, because every single fight that I do, I make sure that I mentally prepare myself as this is going to be the most important fight of my career. So from the first fight of my first fight as a debut pro professional athlete, this was my most important fight, to my third fight, to my fifth fight, to my seventh fight, to now my 11th fight. Yes, they were all my most important fights. But yeah, I have a I have the title now, and yes, there's a bit more recognition when it comes to that. But the process of me becoming the greatest athlete, greatest martial artist to ever live, is still the same. This is just one step in that process.
What was it? What was that night like when you won, though? Because I saw some posts with you. Was that your parents on Instagram that you you had that with when you were with the belt? That seemed really cool. That had to be an unbelievable moment.
Yeah. It was honestly that was the highlight. I would say that was better than winning the belt itself. Honestly, my parents are super loving, and my family itself, they're super loving. And my dad, he couldn't really travel because he was on dialysis for the last couple of years. And he just got a kidney last year and then got cleared to travel July 18th of this year. And the fight was August 1st of this year. So a week after he was cleared to fight, he was cleared to fly, I had my fight for the championship belt, where it was the last time he actually saw me really fight for a title was when I was an amateur. So it was like a, man, look at God.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was like a look at God moment, man. This is great. Like you gotta look at the life when you come to a moment like that from the outside looking in, and just soak up the surroundings and just realize, hey man, it's happening. Let's just keep going, though. Let's just keep going. Stay down. Let's just keep going.
Damn, Vlad, you got the goosies from the story or what, dude? Like, this is incredible.
Goosies galore, man. Goosies galore. Keep going.
That's awesome.
Did that cry?
Don't start saying that.
That dog.
We got the goosies.
I'm telling you, dude. That's what I'm talking about. Fat Gene joining us here. Just won the PFL welterweight. He's the tournament champion. So, like, what was your dad like? Were they emotional? Like, what was the reaction when you showed him the belt?
Oh, we're not criers. We're not really like tear jerkers or anything like that. But not in the Haitian household. Not like that. but they were ecstatic. They were super proud of me. They were very proud of that. You know, their son won such a prestigious award for the country itself, and you know, they get. I think they were on TikTok more than I was, searching up my name and just looking at how much of the Haitian community shouted me out and supported me. And every time they see something, they send it to me. And I actually uninstalled TikTok because of that. I was like, all right, this is annoying. I'm uninstalling TikTok. I can't receive any more TikTok, so stop sending it to me. But again, it's great to see that they are super involved in my life. They always have been, but now they're on the technological side of it, and even seeing me on, you know, just news channels, they're seeing me all over Haitian articles and newspapers and all these things, and they're just really proud of me.
Quick question. Now, I'm fellow Haitian as well, so I had just two things. One, did your dad give, because, you know, like you said, they're not going to be emotional or anything like that, but did you get the nod of approval from your dad, like, you know, when you shake your hand and then he gives you that head shake, like,
I did. And you know what? I noticed that. That was crazy. I noticed that as soon as I walked out of the cage, he's like, give me my belt. He goes like, give me my belt. Give me my belt. And when he said that, I was just like, damn.
Right? And second. Damn. Now, they won't show you the love. They love you, but they won't show you the love.
They love me.
But I bet you they go to every of their friends and family members and shout you out and praise you.
100%. Now, it's like I'm a little celebrity within my family, and it's like within my family, within the church community, with everything. It's like I'm like a little celebrity within it, and I have to. Yes, I played a part, but I would say that my parents are like my biggest promotional pushes within that whole community of just family and friends. They're awesome. They're amazing. And I'm just super blessed, you know. Like I said, we're not I would say my parents aren't like the super, like, oh, we all lovey-dovey, but they show love in their own way. And, you know, growing up, you had to realize that, yeah, my American friends were, their parents were super affectionate and loving, but that I had to realize that my parents were more showing affection on making sure that I set myself up the best for the future, and guiding me and loving me in a different way in comparison to them, and realizing, man, they they did their job. They did exactly what they raised me to do, you know? So it was a blessing.
That, before we get you out of here, a couple things.
Yeah, the Gooseys.
Gooseys galore, dude. I'm telling you. Gooseys galore. Before we get you out of here, so tell people tomorrow, like, where can they come meet you in Little Haiti?
We're in Little Haiti at the Sounds of Little Haiti event tomorrow night. And I'm excited. I've never been to an event like this, and I'm excited to see the Haitian community pop out and show their support. And I don't know. I heard that they like me down there, so I'm excited to see how much love I get down there. And if I don't get that much love, I know it's just the beginning, and I'll make sure that everyone down there loves me eventually. But again, I'll be down in Little Haiti for the Sounds of Little Haiti event. I'll be there from, I think it starts from 6 to 11, and I'll be doing like a meet and greet from like 7 o'clock to 8:30 or something like that. But I will be there in around the 7 o'clock general time. So I am super excited. I'm bringing the belt with me. So if you want to take pictures with me in the belt, I want you to bring your flags too. That's number one. Bring the flags, okay? Binavik Japo, IT Sudol. And let's just have a good time together.
That's Gooseys on top of Gooseys, dude. That Thad Gene, PFL welterweight champion. Thanks for the time, man. We really appreciate you. Enjoy your
event. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you guys. Have a great night, and hopefully we'll see you guys tomorrow.
All righty. Take care. Bye. There you go. One of South Florida's on there, man. Go check him out. He's on the rise right there. 26 years old. Very, very talented, and we appreciate it. Give him some time. We'll take a break. Mix things up in the mixed bag. Coming up next.
Gooseys galore.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hello, Leroy.
Hello.
Wow. Much better. Much better.
Yeah.
Much better.
I got my setup back.
Is your fan's fixed?
My fan is fixed.
Good.
Everything's working.
Very good. Very good. Well, that's great news. It's good to hear. And appreciate that, Gene, for stopping by.
I heard him, man. That dude is infectious.
He is.
Man. Right? Right? It's like, man.
Felt like what I was talking joy. To my cousin. Felt like I was talking to my cousin. Fellows.
I'm happy. Yeah, I'm happy for him.
It's funny because Vlad, I could just sense Vlad was relating to all that stuff with the family.
Oh, come on. Yeah, bro. Yeah. That's why I had to ask him those questions. It's like, your father's proud of you. He might not show it to you, but he gave you that head nod of approval. Cause they don't really want to show, like,
say nah, player,
physical,
we ain't crying.
Right?
We ain't crying.
But when they're proud of you, they give you a handshake and a look of like approval and that head nod of acknowledgement.
And you know what the look is.
Oh, you know it. That's the only thing you've ever looked for. That's the like you've wanted that, and when you get it, man, it's the best feeling in the world.
Man, he's great. I mean, that guy's easy to root for. Looking forward to watching his next fight. He's a South Florida kid, too. So, 26
so
years
when
old.
When you win that league, do you go to, like, UFC or somewhere else? Or do
no,
you
it's separate. It's got its own TV deal, the ESPN. I think he won $500,000 for winning that thing.
Hey.
So
does the PFL, they have cards, even though it's not the tournament?
They do have cards that aren't the tournament, but the tournament is the big thing to make the money.
Okay.
Like that's one. If you win the tournament, it used to be $1 million, but they trimmed it to $500,000. You know, so, but it was we went to one of those events. Remember, everybody was crying. We saw like the whole final thing. I think they've split up because they used to do like one night all the belts, and now they
Oh my goodness, they did it up.
And Leroy and I were like, "This is the longest fight night of all time."
Oh yeah,
longest fight night of all time.
Because they sold it on more championship fights in one card than you've ever seen.
Yep.
And I was like, I agree. Yeah. Too many.
It was a lot. It was, and you know, the thing with championship fights, they're five rounds. That's 25 minutes. And then they can take a long time. So thanks again to him. I want to let you guys know, speaking of champs, Mike Tyson, he's bringing his Return to the Mike show to the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino this December. Stories and more from Iron Mike. And we got your chance to win tickets. Just text the word Hollywood to 20357. That's Hollywood to 20357. For more information, go to WQM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. Tickets also available for purchase at casino.hardrock.com/Hollywood/events. Take a break. Third hour coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.